brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Wednesday edition. The 15th day of February, 2006. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. No guests today. We've had so many guests the last few weeks. I'm having a few days this week where we just take your calls. We're going to have wide open phones for the entire 3 hours and cover a mass of very important news from around the world and right here in the United States, including Texas. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any news item, any story, any question, any comment you have, you are welcome to call in and join us on air. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Australian TV station releases new Abu Ghraib torture photographs. Right on time, the latest video of British troops beating up Iraqi teenagers hasn't made the Arabs mad enough or fight hard enough, according to Pentagon plans. And the fake Muhammad cartoons hasn't gotten people fired up enough, put out by neocon publications. And all the rest of it hasn't been working properly, so they're turning the heat up through their intelligence agencies. Also, 325,000 names on the terrorist list, the Washington Post is reporting. That's right, everybody's a terrorist, basically. And Abel Danger, ID'd 911 ringleader, over 10 times, and he was always protected because he was a government asset. U.S. let slip 911 hijacker 13 times. He could do whatever he wanted. I've got a mean email I was sent here about my Cynthia McKinney interview. I'm going to try to cover that in the next segment. The Homeland Security head, Herr Chertoff, jokes about regulating the weather. This, too, out of the Associated Press and MSNBC are reporting on. Of course, it's admitted, patented, they can do it, they can knock out these hurricanes, but he's just going to make jokes about it. Or is it a joke? And we'll get into good old Mayor Daley wants security cameras at bars, basically all businesses, to watch everyone. So making you put cameras in that are hooked into the police department systems. China's media crackdown is starting to draw more and more fire around the world. And how many of the different mainstream media outlets and internet companies are basically colluding with them to help continue this as well? So that is just some of what's coming up today. And, yes, obviously, there is a lot of new big developments concerning Dick Cheney and the shooting incident that happened Saturday afternoon, and we're now here on Wednesday. Folks, there is no debating it that we have two smoking guns, literally and figuratively, from two different angles. We have the ballistics of the pellets of the BBs, not just the fact that they penetrated into the heart, which is impossible at 30 yards, 60 feet, but also the spread of the bullets from the Texas Parks and Wildlife own incident report is indicative and conclusive of being shot from 10 to 15 feet away. So not just the penetration of the projectiles, but also the spread of the projectiles. So we will get into that in great detail and have some audio clips for you today. And frankly, compared to going to war with Iran, which they're saying is set for late March, we hope that's not the case, but members of the Russian parliament high level are saying it. Scott Ritter, who's been right in the past, former U.N. weapons inspector for the U.S., he's saying that. Many others are. The Marines are being sent over in ships right now. It looks like it's more than just an aerial bombardment they're planning on over 200 sites in Iran. This is not like the Israelis in 81 taking out a single reactor in Iraq. This is a much larger operation. But at the same time, this Cheney situation shows how deceptive they are, how they kept the police out, how they've obviously lied. So we'll get into it. And it could bring them down. So anything that brings down these criminals is good. It's like getting Capone on income tax and not the St. Valentine's Day massacre. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick messages and get into the news and your calls. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We learned that Mr. Whittington had had some of the BBs, some of the projectiles down there at the Armstrong Ranch when Dick Cheney shot him with his 28-gauge shotgun had gone through his hunting vest, through his shirt, through the muscle in his chest, through the bone, or through the gristle and muscle between the ribs, through the inner muscular bag that covers the heart and into the heart itself. And the ballistics are there. There's the shotgun patterns and different numbers of BBs has been studied, and we went to the big law enforcement publications online, and we posted the different tests from even much more powerful shotguns at just a few feet away, and it is impossible. Then you have the Texas Parks and Wildlife Incident Report showing that the pattern was between a foot and 14 inches, so a little bit over a foot from his cheek down to his chest. And that is totally scientific with the pattern of a shotgun. We know that a 28-gauge at 30 yards or 60 feet should have spread to over a 6-foot-wide pattern. You see, shotguns are choked. That is, the diameter of the barrel is different with different models. But The pellets, of course, travel down the barrel, accelerating from the powder that's been ignited by the hammer, by the pin, the firing pin, and then they begin spreading out and slowing down, and they're designed to spread out so you can hit the little bird. It isn't like, you know, you fire a rifle with a single round, say 180 grain 308 round from a Remington 700 deer rifle. That is one projectile, and you can shoot somebody at 1,000 yards away and kill them, or even further. With shotguns, it's not that way when you're firing birdshot. Within 30 yards, in most cases, even with a high-powered shotgun, it will not even penetrate the skin. And we've talked a lot about this. So we have the pattern showing that it had to be within 10 to 15 feet. And then we have the ballistics of the bullets, the projectiles, the BBs, the pellets, whatever you'd like to call them, going deeply, deeply. It looks like at least 5 inches into Mr. Whittington. So they are lying, case closed, ballistics 101. It would make a great A&E, you know, they have those shows about law enforcement ballistics and catching the killer. This is an open and shut case. They're lying, period. No debate, no discussion. We have 2 smoking gun pieces of evidence, pun intended. So I want to go over that and then cover some of the unfolding cover-up surrounding it. We have detailed analysis by Kevin Smith, by myself, by Ryan Slickhuysen, and by Paul Watson. We've all collaborated on 3 separate articles with the ballistics, links to the law enforcement publications, links to the scientific studies. It is conclusive. Again, I don't need to go read the ballistics on law enforcement and military websites where they have photos of the test, where they fire it into the silicon, mirroring human flesh. I don't need to do that because I know. Because back in the old days when I had time, I was an avid bird hunter. I've been hunting all over the state. I get offers all the time to go hunting, and frankly, I have to turn them down, though I salivate at the chance to just get out in the woods and get out in the fields, and it's not even the killing of the birds or the eating them later that's so delicious. It's just the getting out in nature and following your instinctive hunting genes that are in all of us, the programming that God gave us. But I don't ever get to do it anymore. Well, every once in a while, maybe once a year. But I just know what shotguns do. With a high-powered, long-barreled shotgun, with ducks flying over you 60 yards away, or even 40, 50 yards away, when you're shooting number 3 shot with a choked 10-gauge. And a 10-gauge, what does it have? It has like 5 to 6 times, depending on the load, that a 28 gauge would have. I mean, a 28 gauge is a tiny little cartridge with just a few piddly BBs in it. It is a pop gun by every definition. It is something used by small children or women. In fact, I've never seen anyone use a 28 gauge. I had to go look it up and research it, and it's just what I thought it was. It is a ridiculous pop gun. And for a lot of types of hunting, a 12-gauge won't even get the job done if you're shooting geese. You know, they're flying in high. And by high, again, the limits are 50, 60 yards with a choked shotgun. That's with an extremely long barrel. And the barrel, instead of starting small at the bottom for maximum pressure and then getting larger towards the end of the barrel to give you a wide pattern, a choked shotgun, with, I guess, the highest choke there is, the barrel is the same size at the end that it is at the beginning where you load the shells in. So it's very, very simple. And with a choke shotgun, that keeps the BBs together in a very tight mass, and it increases the velocity of the projectiles because when you have a shotgun that's set for a wider scatter, the energy is dissipated to a much greater level. But with this pathetic pop gun, I am tempted to go to a gun store today and buy. I'd probably have to go to McBride's that has a huge selection because a 28-gauge is so rare. I ought to go down to Lamar. In fact, I may do this. I should go buy a 28-gauge shotgun, similar to Cheney's, and I should go out with a video camera right now, and I should go out to some family land out in Fredericksburg, closest land we've got to shoot shotguns, Well, that's not true. Through a business dealing, I just came into possession of a small plot of land out outside Johnson City. I guess I could go there, but there's houses out there. It might scare the neighbors. The point is, I should go out there with a 28-gauge, and I should put up paper at 30 yards. And ladies and gentlemen, at 30 yards, it might, one or two of the BBs might, the pattern will be so wide that one or two of the BBs on a big old, two by two target, one or two of the BBs might hit the paper, and there might be indentations. I doubt it would even go through the paper. It would probably put a small indentation in the paper where it, you know, had almost punched it out. Now, if you put it snug up against wood, there might be pressure enough where the BB might go through and then be embedded less than a tenth of a millimeter. That is, you could take your nail and just flick the BB out of it. Because I know, I've shot trees, I've shot barns, I've shot old trucks, I've shot Folgers cans, I've shot coyotes, I've shot geese, I've shot dove, I've shot quail. And frankly, when I was a bad little teenager, I'd shoot almost anything out there flying. Oh, scissor tail, you're in trouble. I'm joking. Never shot a mockingbird, ladies and gentlemen, for target practice. Now, I mean, I do that with 22s. I mean, you shoot them at 100 yards when they're sitting in a tree just for target practice. But I don't do that these days. The point is, I know shotguns. I know them real good. And this is the biggest bunch of baloney I've ever heard in my life. That's it. I got some. Well, actually, I have a TV show. I got to be down there at the studio at 5 o'clock today, and I'll be off here at 2, and I gotta go. I won't be able to do it. No one had pointed this out. You know, we heard this yesterday. I put out a news report with Kevin on it, and now everybody's imitating it and repeating it and copying it, which I'm glad. Today there's a bunch of articles pointing out that at 30 yards it wouldn't even penetrate his skin, much less through his rib cage, through the clothing, through all the muscle. I've already said that. The point is, how dumb do they think we are? I know there's a listener who's computer savvy, who's got a 28-gauge shotgun right now. I just bet my bottom dollar on it. Why don't you go out 30 yards away, walk it off on camera, show us it's 30 yards, and then, or even count it off with a yardstick, and then shoot a paper target, videotape it, and then upload it and email it to tips@infowars.com. Or if you'll do it, just call my office. If you go do it this afternoon, we'll have it up by tomorrow, and we can show the whole world. We can do a forensics examination and a forensic scientific laboratory test in front of everyone. It will not pierce the paper. I know the police listening who've studied forensics more than the general public know this is the biggest bunch of baloney. I know SWAT team people who the smart ones use shotguns know how ridiculous it is. They tell you don't use them inside a house. Don't use birdshot because chances are it won't kill somebody or take them down at 5-6 feet away. Okay, now I'm ranting, and I've got all this news to cover, and I know this is a distraction overall from the Iran war coming up and all the earth-shattering events going on. And all the new Abu Ghraib photos, obviously released on purpose to stir up the Arabs again. But I don't know how we're supposed to sit here and put up with this. And I would do two things on the test. I would show how the pattern, maybe get a bunch of butcher paper and put it up on the side of a barn. This is what needs to be done. Get a bunch of butcher paper and put it up there so you got, you know, maybe 8x10 of it up there side by side stapled together. Or maybe a big old giant cardboard box that a washer or dryer came in, and shoot it at 30 yards with a 28-gauge shotgun, and watch how the pattern's so big that a lot of it will simply shoot around the box, and you'll only have maybe 10 pellets that hit the entire big washer or dryer box. Or let's say something even bigger, a box that holds a sofa. Okay, that's how, just to show everybody how much this will spread out at 30 yards, 60 feet, ladies and gentlemen. And then show how you can go up and how the bullets won't even penetrate the cardboard. You'll be able to pick them out of it if they don't bounce off of it. Oh, boy. It's just ridiculous, and I'm sick of it. What about you? I'm sick of it. But they know the average American has no... I've already gotten emails saying everybody knows bullets can go a mile. A rifle and a shotgun are two separate things.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Forgotten, I set up Alan Pogue, an incredible battlefield photographer. He was a medic in Vietnam. He's seen a lot of service. And he's part of Veterans for Peace. And he's going to be joining us. We had him on last week, but scheduling, so he's joining us in the second hour. We'll have open phones throughout that as well. I just drug Kevin Smith in here because he's a big hunter himself. And, of course, I got so fired up and was yelling and screaming in the last segment. I know a yard is 3 feet, ladies and gentlemen. I know that. I understand that. I said 60 feet. In our article, we say 90 feet. It is much worse than we were earlier saying. That's the point. 90 feet? I mean, it's just the shotgun. We've got all the ballistics from the law enforcement publications. We know what it does. Kevin, I mean, this is an insult to all of our intelligence.
Well, you know, the gun is being demonized more and more, and people are not as actively involved, I guess, with guns in their day-to-day life. And only a few selected hunters probably keep up with this stuff anymore, and I'm sure they're going to just keep their mouths shut because, you know, they're Republicans and they shouldn't speak out. But I'm looking at an article right now from New York Times, and it's got Scotty Boy McClellan joking that the Texas Longhorns, the national champion football team, is at the White House to meet the president, and their team color is orange. And the orange that they're wearing is not because they're concerned the vice president will be there. And, you know, they're making these jokes about this orange color, but that is a point. You, when you're out there bird hunting, that is what you do to identify yourselves. You wear bright orange clothing, and they say, well, he didn't respond to us, say, hey, I'm coming up on the line. You know, well, you're wearing hearing protection. You generally don't hear that well. So that's the point. You're responsible for where your gun is aimed, where your bullets or your pellets go.
But they also admit, Kevin, that he was coming up from behind them. You only shoot in the forward direction. You don't track a bird and do a 180, which is what the vice president has said they do, and then shoot somebody behind you 90 feet away or 30 yards. And but so all of that is a side issue. They're lying about what really happened because the pattern shows it was 10 to 15 feet, and the penetration shows it was 10, well, the ballistic shows it had to be even closer than 10 feet to be able to have this type of penetration. I mean, it's scientific fact. It is a fraud.
And now we're also starting to see some reports, and, you know, I had just put that out yesterday that when he didn't respond immediately to the sheriff's department, put it off for a day, it sounded like to me is what, when a rich kid gets involved in a hit-and-run accident and he's been drinking, he goes home, he sobers up, he gets the family attorney together, they straighten their story up. And it just sounded like, you know, I'm going to say, hey, I've gone out shooting shotguns and had some beers before. It's pretty typical, and I think there's probably a good chance that there was some alcohol involved, and that's probably part of the delay there.
Sounds like drinking Old Crow or Jack Daniels when you're in the deer stand, which is very Al-Qaeda-ish.
Well, it was cold last weekend. You know, we had one of our brief little cold spells last weekend, so I'm sure there might have been a little, the southern Canadian hunter and some of those sort of southern comfort type of liquors probably being consumed also. And then this Armstrong family are big, big-time pioneer players. They're ambassadors. They're hooked up. Tobin Armstrong, the patriarch who just recently passed away, Cheney, Baker, they were all at his funeral.
Well, I mean, this is an insult to all of our intelligence.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. You know, they're saying now Carlos Valdez is the district attorney in Cleburne County, which is down there where the King Ranch is. And he said a fatality would immediately spur a report and probably a grand jury investigation. So we'll see how it plays out. I surely hope Mr. Whittington is not already deceased. You know, that would...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure he's alive, but we can't believe anything they say because they knew within minutes when they did an X-ray that he had at least one pellet in his heart and others in that area that had penetrated, and they just kept saying it was no big deal, and they're trying to go with the Daily Show attitude of laughing about it, making jokes, it's no big deal, ha, 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 UT wears burn orange, you know, but it's not so Cheney doesn't shoot him. This isn't a joke. This guy had a heart attack. He had to be catheterized, and he had a heart attack because pellets, projectiles, went into his heart. And so there's a massive cover-up going on here. They didn't let the police in. Then they didn't let the public know for 22 hours. He shot him at 5:30 in the afternoon. The police were there within an hour. They wouldn't let him in until the next morning. Since when does the sheriff's department just bow and step and fetch to the Secret Service, Kevin?
Well, unfortunately, almost always now. You know, we talk to sheriffs here, and we said, you know, what happens if the FBI came in now? Oh, I would do whatever they wanted. Like, no, you're the highest law enforcement agent in the county. You are in charge. And the heart is the muscle, the strongest muscle in the body. And this idea that these pellets will float around and penetrate after a while is ludicrous.
Well, there's a, I forget the name of it, but there is a muscular bag around the heart. This stuff, God, they're really trying to spin in overdrive We'll be right back. We'll go straight to your calls, get into the Abu Ghraib, new photos that have come out, and a lot more. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to try to settle down from my rampage about Cheney. We haven't even gotten into all these other facts and information coming out and points. And let's go to your calls, and then I'll get into the Abu Ghraib news and a lot more. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Canada. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone.
I just took you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir.
While I was on hold.
I don't care about that. I just want to be able to hear you. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm calling from Canada, where we just elected a new conservative government. He's a Bilderberger. Just heard on the news this morning that our new foreign minister, Michael Wilson, former Bilderberger.
Well, they call themselves conservative. They call themselves liberal. It's just they're all on the same team.
Yeah, they are, because the former liberals that were voted out of office, a lot of the key players with them were Bilderbergers as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was just wondering, How much is this conspiracy spread into Canada, and how much are the central banks controlled by the Federal Reserve?
Well, Canadians are really nice people, and they think they're free, but it is one of the worst police states in the Western world. There are all manner of things that if you talk about it politically or write a news article, you will be arrested and spend years in prison. Or they will extradite you to foreign countries because they claim that if you write something there, it breaks a foreign law, so they internationally ship you out of the country. I can ship videos into Hong Kong, into China proper. I can ship videos into Russia, no problem. I can ship videos into Australia, no problem. I can ship videos into Japan, no problem. England, no problem. Do you know where about half our videos get broken, shredded, stolen, and then we get forms back saying that it's terrorist material or anti-government material? Sometimes they let it through. And we get a form back saying it was held up for 2 weeks, but that they did accept it and think it was okay. They read all your mail. You live in a total police state, sir.
Hello?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry. We broke up there, Alex. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Western world is owned by the same banking families, the central banks of Canada, the U.K., the United States, New Zealand, Australia are all owned by the exact same people. It's the exact same system.
It is. Okay. So the Bank of Canada borrows all of its money from the U.S. Federal Reserve?
No. The banks themselves, it's like a Walmart in Canada is owned by the Walmart company. It's
okay.
The same thing. It's owned by the same people. It isn't borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. These central banks are set up and are called federal or called national, and they're not.
Okay. So the Bank of Canada is not affiliated with the Canadian government?
Well, it's quasi. I mean, they have some. I've looked at your board structure, but no, the stockholders of it are private.
Wow. Anyways, Alex, I want to commend you for what you're doing. You got a lot of balls to come out, say what you do. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad I can answer your questions. Listen, I don't have a lot of chutzpah, or I'm not macho. I'm not a tough guy. I'm not stoic. I would have to have mindless courage, utterly mindless courage to not fight the New World Order, to know what I know about these people, and to not get on air and to not expose them. That takes courage. I mean, let me tell you, the average yuppie out there giggling and laughing at the dollar plunging in value and the open borders and the deindustrialization, the police state and the attack on the Bill of Rights, they think if they just laugh at something, it gives them power over it. They think if they just care about themselves and ignore everything, that somehow that insulates them. And it's the exact opposite. You are not insulated from what's going on in the world just because you deny it. And I don't think I even have that much courage, folks. I'm just fighting for my family that happens to live in America. And I happen to love America. I want to be free. Ted in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Couple things. One is the answer to your question about the sac de Hardison is called the pericardium.
Yes, the pericardium. The reason I know about that is I got a, lifting weights years ago, I got a hernia, a high hernia, where I knew it started with a P, where that pericardium, this thick, muscular, inch-thick, a blob of tissue that separates the stomach and the intestines and the lower intestines and the kidneys and the spleen and the bladder from the chest cavity. So it's not just that these pellets, and they're now saying 7.5 pellets is what they're telling people we're using. It's like powder, folks. It's with much larger, more high-powered, more penetration power. Number 4 and number 5 is the ballistics we have. And then as you get into higher number BBs, smaller, it's not even BBs, then they start becoming square. It's like black powder. That's just, it's like a fog that shot out of the shotgun. Imagine it. I mean, at 30 yards, 90 feet, it wouldn't even go through his clothes, much less his skin, his muscle, his rib cage, and then that sac. And then there's another sac around the heart itself, and then into the heart. It's pure baloney.
Yes. And the other, I have something you probably don't know about. A large hospital in Rochester, New York, part of the University of Rochester, which employs some 16,000 people. The hospital has a health alert out because the water supply, which comes from the county, is contaminated with Legionella. Over 500 patients receive letters they're going to have to be on bottled water. Now,
you know, we got a call about that this morning. Was that from you?
Yeah, actually it was, Alex.
We got a call at the office, and I think they gave me something in the stack on it. Has that been in the news?
It's been in the news, and they said it's going to take 10 days to flush the system out. Now, of course, I found a lot of folks don't know about Legionella and its origin at the Legionnaires' Convention in Philadelphia in 1976, where 224 people were sick and 42 died because of this bacterium, which is naturally in the environment, contaminated. Now, this is amazing how, you know, this hotel, the water-cooled air conditioning system was contaminated by this disease, this bacterium, and the misting from the evaporative cooling process found its way into the heating and ventilation air intake for the building. Now, you know, why had this never happened before? And now we see we have a pressurized public water supply that supplies a hospital with more than 500 patients in rooms, and somehow this disease gets into a chlorinated water supply. I can't even begin to buy such a story.
For those that don't know, chlorine kills bacteria, and I'm not an expert on the bacteria that supposedly causes Legionnaires. But I know the whole history of Legionnaires is very suspicious, and a lot of reports have been put out that it may be some type of governmental bioweapon testing. And we know the government's done it thousands of times, admittedly, in New York itself, killing people on the New York subway in a 1968 bioweapon bacterium release. So who knows what's going on?
Well, yeah, and after this Legionnaires incident, there was a mandate that all such type air conditioning systems would need chlorine injection. And we're only talking a few parts per million is all that's required to kill the bug off. So we're talking about droplets and thousands of gallons. I mean, it's a very bug that's sensitive to this. Now we're talking about a public water supply that's gone through treatment, supplies a municipality of over 800,000 people in the area, and yet no health alert went out to anywhere else. You know, the whole thing has a really bad aura to it.
If flesh-eating bacteria kills one person in a hospital or even makes them sick, it's national news.
Yeah.
And then in your town up in New York, no one's even aware of it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if this was in the water supply, well, then, of course, you know, the whole county of 800,000.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get something posted on that. Why don't you email us your comments? They sound very cogent and well-informed and educated on the subject. Why don't you send us an email to tips@infowars.com or ryan@infowars.com. We'll try to post your blurb along with it.
Okay, I appreciate that, Ellen.
Now, you first brought up the shotgun thing. Are you a hunter? Do you use shotguns?
No, but I work at the doctor factory, I call it, the university. So I'm familiar with some of this, and I am familiar with firearms, though.
Well, then you know how ridiculous it is to claim at 90 feet that this even shot through his clothes, much less into his heart.
Oh, it is ridiculous. In fact, like you mentioned yesterday, I didn't even know there was something as small as a 28 gauge. So it does sound like a pea shooter.
We went and looked it up. It is a pea shooter. It's the pea shooter of the pea shooters. It's the smallest shotgun known.
What's it actually useful for?
It's for women who don't like recoil and small children for training, and it is also associated with super expert shooters who are bored, because once you're a good shooter, I mean, you basically blast every quail or dove that comes up if it's in range, and so expert shooters use it because it's such a low-powered shot and has such a weak distance on it that it's for people that want more of a challenge.
Oh, really? Huh. Never thought of it like that.
No, that's what the major gun magazines and publications and skeet shooting experts are saying about it. Because I know a lot about shotguns, and I know nothing about 28 gauges. I've never, in all the hunts I've been on, I've never seen anyone using one.
So as short as that barrel is, it doesn't have a choke on it then?
Well, no. I mean, you can have any variant of choke on different 28-gauge shotguns. You can put a choke on one, or you can buy them with different barrel configurations. But there's photos of Cheney with his gun, and it's a medium-barreled little 28-gauge, and we're trying to look up the exact model, but there's different variants of that particular gun. But the point is any statistics you look at, it's a pathetic pop gun.
Yeah, it does sound like that. It really does.
So with a big, powerful, magnum-shelled 12-gauge with a long barrel, you might get some BBs to penetrate and, you know, bloody up Mr. Whittington. But with a normal 12-gauge shooting normal, say, number 6 shot, it might go through his clothes a little bit and bruise him, and he might have a trickle of blood for maybe one or two BBs going in. But you shoot somebody with a 28-gauge at that distance, it's just going to hurt.
You know, another thing about this fellow in the hospital, the first thing they would have done was take an x-ray to find out where all these pellets went. And, you know, and spending 2 or 3 days to get around to telling everyone that he has a hole in his heart. And of course, you know, that hole would then blood would be leaking into the abdominal.
That's why they had to catheterize him.
You know, I mean, in his.
Yeah, they're in there sapping out the blood that's in there, and the guy is very serious condition because I actually talked to a doctor last night who I know wanted to find out, and they're just going, oh, minor heart attack, minor. Oh, the BB's in his heart, but it's no big deal. Look. For it to penetrate, for a 12-gauge to penetrate, he had to be about 10 feet away. And with his 28-gauge, even closer. Look, Cheney dropped the gun or something. I mean, he shot him up close.
Probably mad at him for something.
He's probably drunk. We know Cheney likes to drink, and, I mean, it's kind of a pastime when you're with idiots to... I mean, I won't hunt with people who are drinking, but...
I guess he also has an extremely bad temper, so you put those two things together, and who knows, you know?
Hey, I appreciate your call, sir, and thanks for the info on the Legionnaire situation. Oh, boy. It just is amazing. You know, I said I'd cover this email. Let me cover this email, and then we'll go to your phone calls. This is an email sent by MF. I don't want to say their full name because they may not have wanted to have their name said. It doesn't say that, but it says, I knew you would not ask McKinney about the details of 9/11. This is exactly why many of us question your intentions. It's time to make the politicians address 9/11. Quit being a coward. You act like we are all in immediate peril. Yet you softball McKinney. Why? Explain yourself for a change. Well, I mean, I got up on air before 9/11 and said that the globalists are about to launch a terror attack. Call the White House. Tell them don't carry out the terror attack. I've never done that before or since. That's how much information I had. And I did it on my TV show and on the radio show, and that's in my film, Masters of Terror. We put a clip of it in there. Many of you heard it live. For a month, I warned people, right up until the attacks, really 2 months. And I've had countless individuals on, other filmmakers, other researchers, trying to give them attention, trying to promote them, trying to help people, trying to give different views of what happened. McKinney went public and said, we have investigation of train wrecks and plane crashes. Why is there no investigation? There's a cover-up. Things are very, very suspicious. She said that again with us last Thursday. We wrote an article about it. She talked about the government white slavery rings. That's, she'd bring them all down right there, caught red-handed. She talked about how they're looting the government, how they're criminals. She's very bold and doing a great job. And she said that, 9/11 is very suspicious and looks bad, and that they obviously at least stood down. And I asked those questions, and then that's as far as she went, and I didn't bulldog her, but I brought up the most hardcore questions that I know she's ever been asked, at least in other talk transcripts I've seen of her being on other shows. It was very hard to get her on, because every time she says stuff in the media, they use it against her, and she even lost an election over it a few years ago. So I'm bad because I made the first 9/11 film. I'm bad because I wrote one of the first 9/11 books. I'm bad because when everybody else was saying prior knowledge, I was saying inside job. I mean, I'm bad for being the first person to talk about it and being out there walking point, and then you sit there in the comfort of your home mad at me because I didn't bring up 9/11 enough with Cynthia McKinney, when we've talked about 9/11 from every angle and constantly cover it, and I did ask her, three questions about it and kept bringing it up. I mean, you see, this is an impossible bar for me to jump. I mean, what more can I do? I'm here boldly fighting these people. I'm here boldly exposing them. I physically go out and confront them, and I'm arrested by them many times. From George Bush to the Texas DMV to you name it, to Delta Force, you know, pointing guns at us and taking our videotape in San Antonio. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. It must be easy to sit there at your computer and be, I don't understand it. I don't understand how I'm bad because I had McKinney on and brought up 9/11 to her, and then she wouldn't come out and say it was an inside job. And I brought it up to her and said, what do you think 9/11 is? Well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So I'm totally confused by what is it? This is exactly why many of us question your intentions. I don't care what you think about me. It isn't about Alex Jones. Hey, you need to go start a radio show, and you need to get Cynthia McKinney on and jump through the hoops to get her on, and then you need to interview her, and then that night write an article about the interview you did with her and stay up till 2 in the morning. And instead of seeing my family yesterday, I sat there with Paul Watson on the telephone, and we collaborated and wrote a big article about Cheney and the ballistics and the lies. And I helped Kevin write one here yesterday, and I came up here last night and worked until late in the evening on a documentary film I'm working on, and I went and hit the pillow and passed out and got up early this morning. But that's not enough for the armchair Monday morning quarterbacks, Tuesday morning quarterbacks. I mean, again, there's this insane vitriol that everyone has to have just perfect performance for you. I mean, why don't you call into this show, MF, that's your initials, and why don't you tell me how I'm bad? Tell me about you and your group. You run around all day ninnying, talking about how those of us that are on the front line swinging our muskets, being overrun by the NWO, fighting for this country desperately, walking point, and you're back at the base sucking your thumb and griping about it. There, I've griped and complained now about you. But it just, that's the type of email that just chaps my rump. I mean, it makes me mad. Because I don't know, I just push myself to the limit to fight this thing. I'm always thinking of new ways to fight it. I'm desperate to get the truth out. We're just running around behind the scenes like a rat on a treadmill, and it's amazing. We'll come back, take more calls, cover news, stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Items coming up. We've been diverted off into Cheney and his lies, and there's more on that too. Huge stack. I mean, how do you chronicle them all? On their face, easily disproven as frauds. Learn the truth about the New World Order and 9/11. Don't run around ninnying about who does the best job exposing it. Get my documentary films. Get The Masters of Terror. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, that chronicles a whole bunch of declassified admitted cases where our government admits they carried out terror attacks, and so did the British. You know, there's just masses, hundreds of examples of where they admit they did. It's just, oh, yes, we carry out terror attacks. And then, oh, I wonder if they do it again. You need these books. You need these videos. We've got Loose Change 2. It's excellent on 9/11. This is their foundational event for all they're doing. And you need to get these videos. You need to get them out, especially if the globalists carry out another terror attack and we go into total martial law. More people would have seen it and will, in their houses, you know the truth. More cops will know the truth. We've got to expose this. We've got to work on this now. Go to Infowars.com, Infowars.com, and go to the secure online shopping cart and where we have the videos and the books. It's a video and bookstore, books on tape, T-shirts, bumper stickers, and get materials for the InfoWar, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It is such a great deal. All of my documentaries are up there, all 14 of them. My weekly TV reports, video interviews of folks in studio that come in studio with us, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews, a bunch of other films like Loose Change 2 that we've been authorized to post. Galen Ross is going to give us his videos and let us post them up there, he told me last week. It's all up there. It's going up there. Year two will be our second anniversary, 2 years up and operating at PrisonPlanet.tv next month. So now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly trial subscription or get a yearly subscription and get 3 months off for free. 15 cents a day, folks. This cup of hot tea I just bought across the street cost me about a dollar. So, I mean, put it in perspective. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
You were talking yesterday about government propaganda and the media.
Yeah, $1.6 billion spent in the last 2.5 years in overt criminal propaganda. The GAO, the accounting office, says it's illegal, and they're not going to stop.
Mm-hmm. I work at a small newspaper in Pennsylvania, and I have some of that propaganda right in front of me right now. Last week, a package came from the newspaper, and opened it up, and it's a pretty thick book called Terrorism and Other Public Health Emergencies, a reference guide for media, printed by the Department of Health and Human Services. It's pretty interesting if you can find a copy of it. Just some of the things that are in it, they have, just for instance, there's a part in here, a journalist's reflections on fear and risk, an essay that's done by a David Ropick. Do you mind if I read a little bit of
sure.
it?
Sure. The question is your paper going to be paid to put out that propaganda? Go ahead.
Yeah. It is generally not the news media's responsibility to consider the effect their coverage will have on the public. But in extraordinary cases such as a terrorist attack in which fear is part of what the attackers are trying to inflict, news editors and TV news directors, print and broadcast writers and producers and reporters and photographers need to consider that their coverage may in fact serve as part of the attacker's arsenal. While coverage of terrorism may not spawn direct copycats the way coverage of suicide or bomb scares might, it certainly will spawn public fear.
So it's breaking the ice for guidelines and conditioning and censorship.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the whole reference manual is. I mean,
Are you a writer at that local paper?
I am a writer, yes.
Why don't you write us a name under the name Patrick Henry and give us an article about it? Write us a review of it, Bubba. Or if
okay.
you want to use your name, go ahead.
Great.
Anything else you want to add?
I just wanted to
stay there. I'll let you read some more of them when we get back. Second hour, only 70 seconds away. Strap yourselves in.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.